Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
We're back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and visiting with a new friend. Sharon Ebert is with us. And Sharon is manager, marketing coordinator for Digilog. And we just met John Kohlberger, who's a project engineer with Digilog. But I wanted Sharon to be on the show, besides the fact that she's a really cool lady, I wanted her to talk about the marketing aspect of business matchmaking. Sharon, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you, Jim.
Now, how many of these have you done before?
I have been to three of them. Business matchmakings, and I've seen the benefits for each and every one of them.
Right. Tell us about those.
Well, I think the first time that I had come to these, I didn't know what to expect. And being in marketing, you just kind of open up and you listen a little bit. And I realized that after the first one, it dealt with a lot of just a matter of networking, getting to know. Because as John had stated, our product is kind of hard. It's a capital a capital piece of equipment.
You don't go to Walmart and pick one up.
Exactly. Right. So it's a lot of networking on our part, and it's nice to get the branding, our name out there, to do a little bit of branding.
Right. Which is your assignment?
Exactly.
Make sure the brand gets out there.
That is exactly right.
In marketing.
Right.
So how has business matchmaking helped you as a lever for your marketing effort?
Oh heavens! It's given us contacts. Whereas before we didn't have, and I think that has offered us quite a bit. And again, like I stated before, it's all about the getting to know who the people are, actually getting to meet them face to face.
How have you been treated when you've met these folks face to face?
Absolutely wonderful. They are very interested in our product. They're very helpful. They try to make sure to always get us a contact name. If not, they will follow up with
us. Is that right?
Yeah.
So you really feel like these people are into it. Into
absolutely.
This thing,
right? Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know because, you know, I think sometimes small business owners feel like we're stepchildren,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and I'm glad to hear you say that because when I tell the audience this, when I tell them how big a deal business matchmaking is and how much fun it is and how much opportunity there is, you know, they're probably thinking, well, that's just Blasingame. He's always like that. But you're out there where the rubber meets the road. You've experienced this firsthand.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate you bringing that perspective. So the people that you meet, if they're not exactly the perfect match for you in their company, they always make sure you find that person.
Yes. They give us a name. They give us a phone number. In some way, shape, or form, there's a contact for us before
right.
we leave that table.
Now, as in the marketing department, you're able to gather a lot of names, a lot of contacts. I mean, you probably got other folks here who are working on the contract aspect, but you're looking at the holistic, the bigger marketplace picture, aren't you?
Absolutely.
And tell us how that works for you.
Oh, heavens. It increases, it helps our sales guys a little bit more, so they feel free to go into these contacts with the knowledge of who the people are. Mm-hmm. Again, it deals with the networking, and that's what it's all about. I mean, the SBA has helped us greatly
right.
with that. And as far as the marketing efforts, that just helps the grand picture.
Does it help? Do you learn more about how to make sure your marketing material is targeted? Is it helping you to fine tune your marketing material and your pitch?
Absolutely. Our brochures and stuff, when we hand them out, we always try to make sure that, like for example, we're going into HP, we would make sure that our marketing pieces introduce our new products, stuff like that.
Right. I understand. And now, do you find that you need a separate marketing material for the business matchmaking, or does your regular stuff work here?
Well, the regular stuff works, but...
Do you customize your presentation for these?
We do. We have a presentation that we've put together.
Right.
And like I said, we only have 5 minutes technically to introduce, you know, what our company is, who our company
right.
is, and what it does.
Right. But what about the pre-qualification? That's pretty cool, isn't it? Because they already... you already have a pretty good idea before you sit down that these people are the folks you want to talk to.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Right.
That helps a lot, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes. And it does, it takes research on our end, you know, and
right.
you have to be prepared.
Are you guys doing role playing before you go in to make sure that you get your message done in 15, the proper things said in 15 minutes?
Yes. Yes, and since I've been to these before, I know exactly how much time we have and
right.
what we don't have.
You get a feel for and to make sure that you know there's not a lot of idle chit chat.
Exactly.
You got to make sure the message is out there. And I remind people that this is not a beauty pageant.
That's exactly right.
It's real, you know, meat and potatoes kind of stuff. You got to really be able to, because otherwise these people they're just going to blow you off, aren't they?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I've got about a minute left, Sharon. What? By the way, give us your website one more time.
It's www.digilogsystems.com.
Digilogsystems.com. And now, if somebody wanted to, if there was a small company out there that their marketing person is listening right now, and they're not a competitor,
mm-hmm.
but they'd like to know maybe a little bit more, would you entertain an email from them to answer a question about anything? Would you talk to them about that?
Oh, absolutely.
I'd appreciate that. So it's Sharon, and you can ask for you when they go to the website, and that's digilogsystems.com. Sharon, thank you for being here. Thank you for helping out a lot of small business owners out there, especially some marketing department folks.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Jim.
Sharon,
I appreciate it.
Sharon Ebert, ladies and gentlemen, she's with Digilog, and I'm going to take a quick break. Ladies and gentlemen, buckle your seatbelts, pull it tight. There's a force who's going to join us on the show in just a minute. Her name is Melanie Sablehouse. She's deputy administrator of the SBA. She's one of the coolest ladies you'll ever meet in your life. It's 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. I'll be right back.
And he makes it fast with one more thing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.